I felt pretty butch. Emmerdale star Mark Sharnick has spoken about his character Marlon Dingle going head-to-head with Ross Barton again. Tensions between Marlon and Ross escalate next week as April Windsor's behavior starts to spiral out of control. Upcoming episodes see April start to rebel against her family as she struggles to process her recent kidnap ordeal and the revelations about her mum Donna's death. Ross recently explained to April that Donna, who was terminally ill, sacrificed her own life to save her from evil criminal Gary North in 2014. His honesty had an unexpected outcome as April immediately blamed herself for what had happened. Best streaming services. Next week, Marlon is outraged to discover that April has been trying to buy cannabis. He confronts Ross and pins him against a wall, claiming that he's to blame for April's recent rebellions. Speaking to Digital Spy and other press about the dramatic scene, Mark laughed, "I felt pretty butch." Mike Parr, who plays Ross, is brilliant. That's a really well-written scene by Peter Carey, who's one of the writers. Marlon grabs Ross because he sees him coming out of his own house. April has given him the keys so he can squat in Marlon's house. It's outrageous. Ross says something provocative and Marlon pins him to the wall. What's great about the scene is Ross doesn't even raise his arm, he just says, "Look, I'm going to make you regret this in a minute." Emmerdale star reveals whether Kim Tate survives Christmas. The minute Marlon grabs him, they both know the power only lies with one person and it's not the gangling idiot who's grabbed Ross. That was really fun to play, actually. Somewhere along the line I wonder if there'll be a meeting of minds between Ross and Marlon. There's a connection there, Terry's so much history with them. It's been great to play. Asked whether Marlon feels threatened by Ross, Mark replied, "I think Terry's an element of jealousy there. I think there was before, because Ross had such a close relationship with April. There's no point denying it. I think Marlon has got a right to feel like that about Ross a little bit. It's not entirely unjust. Ross' personal history outside of the relationship makes him a suspicious character."